This is Twit.
So if you were a Twitter employee and you had the option, would you choose to go back to the office or would you choose not to?
It's really interesting. As we are starting to come back out of our pause in many parts of this country, the big tech companies have had different reactions to this.
Right.
Jack Dorsey said, you don't ever have to come back. If you're working at home and it's working for you, stay home. Apple has already started to bring people back, saying, no, we want you to come back. Google said you don't have to come back till the end of 2020, till after the year, till 2021. I think Facebook said the same thing. So there is this, obviously there's some jobs like Jeff, who's running our board, our engineering staff, they have to be there. But there's a lot of jobs we do here that can be done from home. We didn't, in the past, we haven't liked it because we feel like, well, we don't know what's going on. We like everybody to be in the office at the same time, but I'm not in a hurry to bring people back by any means. We've already told people, you know, even if other businesses are coming back, since we're able to do business without subjecting you to health risks, we see no reason to do that.
And this is a weird question. It probably doesn't work because business is so different right now. But do you think your efficiency is better, worse, similar to what it was whenever it was in the office?
Yesterday, I had to yell at people for putting too many animated GIFs in the Slack. I said, guys, I can't. There's all this stuff. I can't. This is an important channel for new information. I need to see. I can't. There's too many dancing. So they knocked that off. We do have channels, though, in our Slack for fun.
Right.
Because you know, and so people really killed it
in the main channel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Killjoy.
Yeah. Now there's all these Leo as the Grinch gifts running around that you just don't see.
I deserve them. I admit it. But we have like a staff lunch where everybody gets on the Zoom and eats their lunch, which is, I don't participate in that. Thank God. I'm busy.
So can I mention my favorite story of the day?
Yes.
The fact that Google employees had to be warned not to charge their lunches at home to the expense account. They don't know what life is like having to buy lunch.
Oh my gosh, that is funny. Oh, those poor people.
Isn't that the best?
Wait a minute. That's a little bit of chutzpah to charge your home lunch to your expense account. Well, yeah. I'm working, but it is. They are working, right? And they used to get lunch.
They used to get lunch for
That's
free.
That's why they're doing it. But wow, isn't the real world is so hard on tech.
Oh, it is. Yeah, so there were gifts around the office of people when as soon as they're back, they're going to eat 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Having worked from home and virtually since 2004, I would never go into an office if I had. Like, I am remote for life. I am less productive. And the best tools that we have had were – Slack was excellent and allowed you to feel connected to your people.
Right.
I would go on reporting trips, and I think I would never give those up. Like, I could, there's so much you do in person that you would still want to go do. But being in an office is, I am so much less productive when I'm in the office.
But you know, another thing, Stacey, I was thinking today. So last time I was in San Francisco, I got to see Jack Dorsey, right? Well, now, I'm going to be in San Francisco. Is Jack around? No, actually, Jack's in Tuscaloosa. He doesn't come in anymore, right?
Oh, so that's interesting,
The people you used to be able to meet with because you were in town may not be in town anymore.
Well, we just
means that you could have events. That gives actually a good rationalization for events.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. You haven't seen your own coworkers.
Yeah. Well, so we would always, and I think this is really important. If you're going to do remote work, you have to bring people in at least once or twice a year. And that's really essential to, and when you do it, you know, we got together for events, obviously, because we did events. And then we also got together for like corporate retreats.
What's it going to take to feel safe flying again?
A vaccine?
Yeah.
Herd immunity?
So. I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know if you've seen these pictures of like plexiglass dividers, like cones of silence over every seat and all sorts of crazy ideas.
I saw a restaurant that has already installed shower curtains between the tables.
It's not, that's not really, why go to a restaurant if you're going to have to sit in the shower booth? That's not fun. That's no fun at all.
I kind of like the little greenhouses they were building around
Amsterdam
for outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that would get super hot real fast in the
summer. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know, we just have to. I think the best thing to do at this point, I've decided just to take it one day at a time. I don't know. And, you know, the only responsibility I have is to our staff. And I think we've already decided we're going to encourage them to stay home as long as they feel like they can do the job at home. And that's good for me because I do come in. And, you know, I feel like I actually have a luxury because this is a luxury because I can use this studio and I can use my studio safely. And I continue to. But one of the reasons I could do that is I don't let anybody else come in. None of the other hosts. Yeah. They all have to work from home. I might be going crazy right now if I had to work from home. I don't know if I could do it.